Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. Thanks for joining us, Tyler.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Live hog prices have remained extremely volatile as the result of a combination of factors. What have we actually been seeing and why? And how does the situation compare to typical seasonal trends?
Yeah, we've seen huge volatility in the cash in the U.S. cash hog market, and it does require some explanation. So what's happening right now is there's a divergence in the value that producers and packers are negotiating. There's no where anything that is not on a contract and is being negotiated kind of on the week. Or on the day is dropping very, quite quickly. And it's just a function of the fact that there's a ton of hog supplies out there and packers really, really don't need them. We're seeing a ramping up of production. I think we're just on the cusp of what we would call like a fall run where things, where we see a 10% increase in supply over the course of the next month and a half or so. And so they know that there's a ton of hogs that are going to be coming to market. But on the flip side, on the pork side, we've actually seen some support there, which is great to hear because for quite a large portion of the summer so far, for example, ham and belly prices were under pressure, but over the course of the last 2 weeks or so, we've seen some really good, strong support. And that's led to a divergence in pricing, in cash hog pricing, because some producers are referencing that pork price that packers are selling for, what we would call the wholesale pork cutout value, while others that don't have a secured contract that wasn't clearly defined and referencing the pork values, those values are dropping very sharply. So a great deal of uncertainty, and it's a unique circumstance to see these markets moving in opposite directions.
How are the ongoing trade disputes between China and the United States and China and Canada influencing both global markets and North American markets, and what are the factors there?
Yeah, that adds a whole other level of uncertainty to the pork market situation. I would say that most traders would view the Chinese situation as being really the only way to avoid really significant losses in pig prices because of the abundant supply of hogs in particular in the United States. So with that uncertainty, with these, barriers to being able to capture those opportunities in China that relate to the losses due to African swine fever, we find ourselves in a position where we know fundamentally that there's opportunities there, but there's just a huge amount of uncertainty as to when or if we as kind of North American hog industry is going to be able to capture that, to be able to secure some of those extra sales because of that uncertainty on the trade agreements with China.
How does the situation with China compare or differ between the United States and Canada, and just how dependent is the Canadian sector on what happens in the United States and why?
Well, because the Canadian price that producers receive is a function of the U.S. price, it really is In the short term scenario, it really doesn't matter what the relationship is with Canada from a producer standpoint, because they have a fixed formula price, and it's referencing that U.S. market, and that is and that's just generally how he's going to be compensated. However, if we see a scenario where the trade disruption with Canada and China goes on for 8, 10, 12 months and years, then that changes the ballgame. What that does is it changes the relative relationship that Canadian prices may have to American prices, and by virtue of the basis level, and consequently can would no doubt start to be a consideration in some of the longer term pricing agreements that packers and producers have.
What should producers be watching as we move toward the fourth quarter, and what are the recommendations at this point?
We're in a spot where we believe there to be great potential, but the real fundamentals on the ground are not encouraging. And so I think that some of the prices that are out there, for example, into 2020, probably are close to levels that producers should be looking at securing. But thankfully, there is a huge portion of independent hog producers in Western Canada that have already covered a large portion of their production, and so they should be confident in some of those values for 2019, for the remains of this year, and for that critical fourth quarter that you mentioned, that generally always comes under pressure because of it being the peak seasonal for hog production. So I think that producers are generally well positioned to move into this time frame, and hopefully we can get a resolution to the Chinese trade disruption, and we can actually start to access that market in a way where we can fill some of that demand that is building due to the losses in the Chinese domestic production. So no concrete action, I think, to take pricing action today. But in the event that we were to see even a 10% move in some of the 2020 contracts, I would say that would be a threshold that I would be willing to put some protection on the books.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Only that, hogs is one of the commodities that's experiencing just a huge amount of volatility. It seems that all ag commodities are really experiencing just great uncertainty, whether it be relating to weather or uncertainty as to what the supply is on crops, relating to the poor planting conditions, or on the beef side, for example, that is reeling from a plant that was partially destroyed and will cut slaughter capacity in that way. So all of these factors are combining to make a very volatile environment for ag commodities in general. And it should serve as a reminder that risk management should play an important role in every farmer's daily routine.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Our guest has been Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Hams Marketing Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.